When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tony Khan gets desperate on AEW Dynamite. This is Wrestling with History on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network. Hit my music.
Hey, this is Chavo Guerrero Jr., and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Viva la raza!
Viva el chaleco!
We came from AM radio, and now it's all about the cloud.
VOC Nation, ladies and gentlemen, is what's happening. There's no doubt in my mind.
WWE Hall of Famer Howard Finkel.
It's amazing how the world turns and how the world changes each and every day.
Wow. Am I X-Pac in this? Like, how does this work out long term?
Wow. Yeah, I got nothing.
Somehow, some way, he weaseled my hotel room that I did day at. He did not offer me one red cent, and Brady, you know, some things never change.
How many wrestling marks does it take to change a light bulb? None, because wrestling marks will never change anything.
He appears to be like a genuine monster. Yeah.
I'm looking at your Facebook page right now, Bruce, and I think you can use some DDP yoga.
I agree with you 100%.
Let's be frank, this is entertainment. It's a matter of the right person getting behind you and the machine putting everything into you.
See, I was raised very old school. You have to have this in your blood and a passion for it to appreciate what you have.
You know, I give half truth, and I operate off of that.
It's not like Tammy's psycho. I think any woman would have done that, you know? 20 days after you get engaged, you find out that, you know, he's been cheating the whole time. Well, guess what? An ass-kicking will commence.
And your show is tremendous coming back strong.
That is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
I kind of like it.
Oh, my God!
Wow. Yeah, I got nothing.
It's Victoria. What's going on, Victoria?
I can truly say I am living the dream.
It's the dawn of a new era.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is X-Pac, and you're listening to VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History streams worldwide on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network on your favorite podcast app. You can also find us on YouTube. Search VOC Nation Wrestling Network. And listen, here's the thing. Namar's not with me today, but I want to talk about the end of AEW Dynamite and potentially the end of AEW. Folks, it just keeps getting worse. And I'm not a hater. And if you listen back to a bonus episode I did a few weeks ago before WrestleMania, maybe it was right after WrestleMania, I am not a WWE apologist. Of course, as somebody in their mid-40s, I grew up on WWE. I've been a WWE fan, but I was also a WCW fan. I also was an AEW fan, and I also didn't like professional wrestling much at all for most of the 2000s. So I'm not the one that's the AEW hater. I'm not that guy. But here's the thing. They are all over the place. And I think Tony Khan started this company. He's got a lot of money. God bless him. He's got a lot of money, and he started this company, and he was the first person, really, to have the fortitude to compete with Vince McMahon. He had the money. He had the vision. He had the idea. He had the guys and the girls. You know, he had Cody Rhodes initially and a host of others, Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, whatever. Whatever you think of them, he got together the best indie talent on the scene, and he brought them all together. Probably overpaid them a little bit because a lot of those guys and girls were not making the money that they're making now. But put them on TV, and the idea was to bring a realistic professional wrestling product to the general public. And instead, he let the people that started the company run wild with basically indie-style wrestling on TV. And instead of a realistic product, you got the Japanese-style flips and flops and flaps and a very showy, unrealistic style of wrestling. So, yeah, sure, they keep score. They keep wins and losses, and they try to, you know, put together these tournaments all the time in this style of Japan. But it's not realistic. You know, there's constant, really things that you can call the WWE, some of the things that they've done, you can call them hokey. But AEW goes over the top so many times. And, you know, if you listen to a guy like Jim Cornette, he always talks about promoters in the old days hot-shotting the territory. They put together the top cards, they'd burn out the territory, and there'd be nothing left to do. And in essence, that's really what Tony Khan has done. So this guy is a wrestling fan. He's obviously, and I've said this before, when I say hardcore fan, I don't mean Mick Foley. Hardcore fan meaning the person that watches all of the indie products. They watch New Japan. They're the Dave Meltzerite. You know, they like the flips and the flops. They're the pro wrestling junkies. And that was Tony Khan. And he puts together this product that is just for these people. And you look, and I think people were craving for an alternative to WWE. WWE went without competition for the better part of 25 years. You know, WCW kind of started dying in 1999, dead by 2000. And call it 20 years, I'm sorry, by the time AEW started. And people were craving an alternative. And, of course, when you have that alternative with some viable people, people knew who Cody Rhodes was. They knew Chris Jericho. And they knew they brought in Jake the Snake. They brought in Arn Anderson. And people turned to look. And it was refreshing to not have scripted promos and the really hokey things that Vince McMahon was doing towards the end of his run in WWE. But then it just became about matches, and it became about the Dave Meltzer 5-star matches, and those are matches that just have a lot of high spots, a lot of gymnastics, and not necessarily, like to me, the WrestleMania main event is a 5-star match. That is some nostalgia, that is great false finishes, that is a hard-hitting match, that is story, like meaning that story grew over 2 years. Those two performers were really, people were really invested in them. It was a long-term story with lots of different sub-arcs and twists and turns. And when they get together and they finally do that match, to me, that's a 5-star match. When you look at AEW, a lot of times it's people that have never had a story before. It's just two, you know, indie stars. And when I say indie, I'm calling Will Ospreay an indie star. You can say that he's super talented, and I think he is. But he's, in essence, an indie star. Japan, New Japan, is in America, it's an indie. It's not a huge promotion. They drew 6,000 people, 6,600 people in Chicago. That is not a viable alternative to WWE. So they have these indie stars and they have these indie dream matches for about 700,000 people. And what you saw in the early days was a million people plus were tuning in because they wanted an alternative to the WWE. And then when they saw there was no real alternative, well, it was an alternative, but it was kind of weird. And they turned off the TV. And I know that TV ratings are not the same as they were 20 years ago, for sure. And all TV ratings have declined. We're measuring on a different scale. WWE ratings have declined. But WWE profits and revenue are going off the charts right now. There's a lot of people invested in that product. And all of the AEW markers are going down. And they've never gone up. So that's when I talk about AEW and I say that they've never gone up and they're playing to one type of fan and they're going down and they're stagnant. I'm not saying that because I hate AEW or Tony Khan. I think he's great. I think we need him. And that's my biggest problem is if AEW goes away, you're going to get a milquetoast version of the WWE product because they don't have to compete. Now, you can say that, well, they'll compete against regular sports, and they'll compete against this or that, but
That's not the same as competing against another wrestling company. Competing and having to develop stories for people because you don't want them to jump ship to another viable wrestling company. There is something to that. I need AEW to succeed in order to have a great wrestling product. And the last 2 years of WWE have been really good. This year was great. Triple H is proving to be a great booker. Now listen, the couple of shows after WrestleMania, I think you got a lot of guys hurt. I think you got a lot of people that needed some time off. And it's a little bit weak right now. But generally, you know, the product is good. There's good stories. And fundamentally, you see a rise in the quality of that product. AEW is all over the place. And they started with this, hey, we're going to be the realistic alternative, pro wrestling. Then they went to this, let's cater to the Japanese-style fans. Let's cater to Dave Meltzer. I don't even know if the guy's booking their product. That's how he's an apologist. I mean, it's really, really, really sad for Dave that a general match on Dynamite gets 5 stars and Match of the Year candidate and the WrestleMania main event, he took a half star off of that because of some of the nostalgia. It's really weird, Dave. And now you have, they're trying to mix everything together. And you can tell clearly it wasn't the plan. And that's my problem with it. It wasn't the plan. It's not like this was a long build to Tony being a character. Maybe you can say that he's been trending this way, but honestly, it just feels like a desperate reach to try to grab other fans, and it's not working. They're down to 683,000 people. And somebody in Forbes, and I don't know where this came from, but somehow this company is valued at $2 billion. I don't know how, and I don't know why. I think they should worry, are they even going to get another TV contract? That's how worried I am about the AEW product. I don't know if the Warner product, maybe they'll get a streaming contract. I don't know. But I am very, very worried about this product. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll come back and we'll talk about the quote-unquote main event with Tony Khan. Stay with us.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former WCW performer The Maestro, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Bruce Wirt, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Dangerous Danny Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archived free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, Wrestling with History. We stream on VOC Nation. I say this all the time. We are not the only program on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network. I hope you follow VOC Nation on your favorite podcast application to get this program and some others. But I can't vouch for the others because they're not mine. But there's some good programming on VOC Nation. Good interviews on Bumps and Thumps. Brady Hicks does a live call-in show on In the Room. I think that streams every Tuesday at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. So good stuff there. Check out VOC Nation Wrestling Network on your favorite podcast app. If you like what we do, right, even if you don't like the other stuff, but you like what we do, Namar and I on Wrestling with History, give us a 5-star rating, give us a review. We really appreciate it. The show has grown by leaps and bounds. I mean, we started out getting 30 or 40 people listening to these shows, and we're over 10,000. So that's really cool, and we appreciate it. And we're not your typical hardcore wrestling analysts. We try to bring you the layman's view of the pro wrestling product and from people who have been really close. You know, we had at one time in Philadelphia, we were on the terrestrial radio on WNJC 1360, and we were one of the largest wrestling shows in the country, and for that matter, I guess the world, with our live stream. You know, we started when Busted Open did. The only thing is we didn't hang in there. So Namar and I kind of quit. There's a whole story. There should be an E! True Hollywood story about VOC Nation back in 2012. And now we're back, and we have fun with this. And I hope you're having fun listening to us. So give us a follow. You follow us on X at WWHVOC as well. For this show, VOC Nation is at VOC Nation. Okay. The Dynamite main event, quote-unquote main event. So the Bucks and Jack Perry, you know, Jack Perry and Tony Khan in the ring together. My first thing is, and listen, I know it's not 1985. I know wrestlers aren't larger than life. I get it. But Tony Khan and Jack Perry are the same size. Tony Khan's a small guy. I mean, they look like kids in the ring. And listen, everybody's got their own flavor. I was a heavyweight boxing fan. I wasn't necessarily the Roy Jones Jr. boxing fan. Okay? I liked Mike Tyson. So that being what it is. The punch to the stomach, he falls down, and the EVPs come in and they rush to his side, and then you have this NWO type moment where the Elite comes down and they pick up Tony, and then they turn on him, and then they do that stupid flip pile driver off the top rope, and I could tell what they were going for, you know, the NWO moment. I just don't know if anybody cares. I don't know if the casual wrestling fan really even knows a lot about Tony Khan. I don't think Tony's going to be a face. Like, I think most casual wrestling fans think he's annoying, right? I mean, Tony's gotten more hate on X, on Twitter, than he's gotten love lately. So what are you doing? I mean, you're trying to make these ultra heels in the Bucks and that group, and Tony is not a super baby face, so he inserts himself in the product. It's not an Austin McMahon moment. So what are you doing? Are you trying to turn the Bucks into the anti-authority good guys? Your Jack Perry? I just don't see it with any of those guys. And if you did it with CM Punk, like if you didn't let him leave and you did something like that with Punk, boom, you got money. Because people know who he is. For the most part, I just don't see it with Jack Perry and the Bucks and the Elite. I'm not sure that they're going to get what they're going for. And unfortunately, there's not a whole lot of places to turn from here. So as a fan, you know, I looked at it. I said, oh, that's interesting. And maybe I'll tune in again, right? I'll just see where it goes. But I thought more than, like, how do you end the show with that, and you're coming off your biggest pay-per-view. So, AEW Dynasty, you have Swerve Strickland with a triumphant title win on Samoa Joe. And really, you turn your big championship into a mid-card title, because Swerve Strickland wrestled a meaningless match on Dynamite. He didn't come in and cut a promo to start the show. He didn't cut a promo to end the show. It's not all about Swerve now. You basically devalued that big moment on Dynasty in favor of this angle with Tony Khan that really nobody cares about. So that's my problem with AEW right now. I'm very upset about the direction of that product. I'm very upset that you're not going to have a viable alternative to WWE. And for me, as a wrestling fan, I really need that to happen. Last thing, I'm interested to see what Vince McMahon does. I think Vince is a disgusting person. Whether Janelle Grant is telling the truth or lying or somewhere in between, I believe lots more fire where that smoke is coming from. And we've heard tons of disgusting things about Vince McMahon over the years. But if Vince McMahon gets behind another wrestling promotion, you can't help but poke your head in there and see what's going to happen. You know, could he fuse together TNA, Impact Wrestling, and a few others and try to compete as a third promotion? I don't know. We'll have to see. Vince Russo seems to really think so. Vince Russo said that Jeff Jarrett is going to team up with Vince McMahon. Global Force Entertainment was re-trademarked, and re-registered as a business. So anything can happen. So I think there's a lot of possibilities on where pro wrestling can go from here. We'll keep an eye on AEW. We'll keep giving you the insight here on Wrestling with History. I appreciate you hanging out with me for about 20 minutes here on this week's Wrestling with History. Namar will be back next week. We'll talk about some more classic stuff because the new stuff is simmering down a little bit. So we'll get through the WWE draft, and then hopefully things will heat back up again. So make sure you go on, you follow us, subscribe, give us the 5-star review and the rating. I really appreciate all of you that's helped us grow from, you know, really 10 to 10,000. So keep it up and tell your friends, tell your neighbors. Wrestling with History is exclusive to the VOC Nation Wrestling Network. That's it for now. Hit my music.